Iraqi refugees forgotten in Jordan, Christians are reaching out. Believers respond to a food crisis in Burundi, and Bible teaching is now available in the world's most spoken language. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been 4 years since the fall of Baghdad, Iraq. Today, suicide bombings are common. Insurgent attacks happen almost every day. This violence has forced Iraqis to leave that nation, wrought with violence, uncertainty, and hopelessness. Speaking from Amman, Jordan, World Vision's Lindsay Gladding says,
"The UN is estimating that there's over 2 million Iraqi refugees that have crossed the border, and at least 750,000 of those are in Jordan."
Gladding says this is a major human crisis, and World Vision is their voice to the world. They're also providing basic needs through the local church, which is strategic.
The atmosphere here is very much one of open religion and tolerance, and people understand that, you know, that we are Christian and that that's what motivates us to help people and to listen and to speak out on their behalf, because they have been forgotten and silent.
Funding is needed to help World Vision reach out to the needs of children physically and spiritually. Go to our website. Elsewhere, Zimbabwe's leaders have been called out for the crumbling political situation. MICA Challenge, an initiative of World Evangelical Alliance, rebukes Zimbabwe President Mugabe. Many social injustices have been perpetuated under his leadership despite the democracy. Fears are growing that groups who have been silenced will attempt to dislodge the government. Pray that God's hand will be over the citizens and leaders of Zimbabwe. You're listening to Mission Network News. After more than 4 years of drought, farmers in Burundi hope this year's crop would be bountiful. But heavy rains late in the season wash the new fields away. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Ken Little says that's resulted in a severe food shortage.
The needs are pretty great. It was one of these hidden crises that the world is no longer paying attention to. We're helping 4,000 families, most of whom have land. So we're helping provide with the distribution of seeds and then provision of food distribution for 3 months.
Or until the harvest comes in. Little says their hope is to open doors by meeting obvious needs.
We're working through the network of churches and working with an international Christian NGO, Food for the Hungry. And so essentially it positions the church and church denominations to be a source of hope to their communities. And in that way, it's providing a platform or a foundation for the churches to be able to share the good news.
Next, Indonesia has opened the doors for Christians because of tragedy. Partners International has 42 church planting units in Aceh province since the tsunami 2 years ago. This strong Muslim area otherwise wouldn't have been open to Christians. Faisal from Partners International says Muslims are changing their minds about Christians.
What we can do is that we start with relief and then into development, and later on we are doing also long-term church planting program.
Faisal says they can work more deeply in Aceh since they work with Indonesian organizations as well.
A wonderful thing is that seeing how Christians that they used to think as bad people, as the people that are not their friends, those are the people who came and responds to their needs.
Visit our website to support a missionary family. And Bible teaching is now being broadcast in the world's most spoken language, Mandarin Chinese. Pastor Chuck Smith's The Word for Today program will be broadcast from Transworld Radio Station in Guam. The program will be aired 5 days a week. Asian listeners are desperate for this kind of teaching. Already translated in 3 languages, please pray as ministry leaders believe that this partnership will greatly enhance the spread of the gospel, especially in China. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.